Media bosses, unions and the federal opposition have all dismissed changes announced by the federal attorney general late yesterday that journalists not be prosecuted without his consent. It follows long-running police investigations into ABC journalists and a News Corp reporter and pushback from organisations that the government's cracking down on press freedom. Christian Porter signed a ministerial direction a couple of weeks ago ordering that he be consulted, but it doesn't mean the journalists under investigation right now will be protected. Tom Eagledon reports.
It's been a nervous few months for the journalists whose stories based on classified information prompted federal police raids in June. Police have refused to rule out charging them with a crime. Now that decision will lie in the hands of the Attorney General, Christian Porter. Mark Dreyfus is the Shadow Attorney General.
Labor welcomes this belated direction from the government, but Mr. Porter has to immediately rule out prosecuting the journalists.
Mr. Porter was not available for an interview, but Mark Dreyfus says press freedoms are still at grave risk thanks to laws that make publishing classified information a criminal act, albeit with built-in protections that allow for the public interest to be served.
It won't prevent police raids on journalists. It won't prevent other acts of intimidation by the government. What we urgently need are more robust protections for press freedom and the public's right to know.
Indeed, there are those calling for example, judicial oversight of the charging of journalists. Would that be something that Labor would support as a further move here?
That's certainly one of the measures that needs to be considered.
Media bosses and the journalists' union, the MEAA, have been leading a very public campaign against the existing laws after police raided the ABC's Ultimo headquarters and the home of News Corp political correspondent Annika Smethurst. News Corp chief executive Campbell Reeds issued a statement describing the change about who gets to decide whether journalists are charged or not as unremarkable.
They offer no comfort for journalists disclosing information in the public interest that they are safe from prosecution for doing their job.
Marcus Strom is the federal president of the media arm of the MEAA.
Journalism is effectively criminalised in this country, and just giving the right to a politician as to whether you're going to face court or not doesn't seem to solve that problem.
And he says transferring the power to prosecute from police to political officers won't do much to help investigative journalists sleep better at night.
Politicians are in the art of political manoeuvring. I mean, that's what they do for a living. And to have the power over a journalist, whether they face court for reporting in the public's interest, is a disturbing thing for us.
Marcus Strom from the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance, ending Tom Eagledon's report.